We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to keep talking Malik Willis, but right now we got to talk Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Ever heard of them? We're going to go to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night, get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. We bring in Matt Schneidman, Green Bay Packers beat writer for The Athletic. You can check out his podcast, Head of the Pack. Matt, thanks so much for your time, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
We're doing well, man. We're doing well. What's the vibe up there in Wisconsin right now? How fired up are the folks to pack Lambeau out this weekend?
The vibe is anything short of a Super Bowl championship is a failure this year. I mean,
wow.
Maybe that 15-1 season they had in 2011 and then lost in the divisional round to the Giants, who eventually went on to win the Super Bowl, would be more of a disappointment, but this is about as good a chance as any as Aaron Rodgers has had, just because of how he's played, how the guys around him have played, who they're getting back for this game. I mean, they have probably 7 or 8 starters that are returning for this game or played a little bit in their quote-unquote meaningless season finale against the Lions that have missed significant time this season due to injury that are all getting healthy at the right time. So the vibe is one of cautious optimism because it's the 49ers and everyone still knows what happened when these two teams met in the NFC title game 2 years ago. But the optimism part of that, because it really does feel like this team can win it all this year.
So obviously Aaron Rodgers has a ring. He's won a Super Bowl, but I feel like Rodgers has a ton of NFC championship losses to go to Super Bowls. Does that weigh on the scene a little bit up there, just that this team has been so good? I mean, LaFleur's won 13 games every year he's been the head coach, right? But they haven't been able to get back to the Super Bowl. Is that on their mind?
For sure. I mean, they've lost their last 4 NFC championship games, haven't been back to a Super Bowl since 11 years ago. I asked Aaron Rodgers yesterday, I'm paraphrasing here, but I basically said, you know, I understand that how the team does isn't necessarily entirely indicative of how you do as an individual, but how big are these playoffs just for your legacy? I mean, there's no debate that he's one of, if not the most talented thrower of the football we've ever seen. But fair or not, quarterbacks are judged based on how much their team wins. And the Packers have not won enough with him as their quarterback. He hasn't played great in those last 4 NFC championship game losses. And like I said, he's set up to make a run at it this year, and they have to, because if they fall short again this year, whether it's on Saturday in the divisional round or in the NFC championship game, even getting to a Super Bowl would be fine. But if they can't get over that hump of the NFC championship game after they lost in 2014 at Seattle, 2016 at Atlanta, 2019 at San Francisco, and 2020 against Tampa Bay here in Green Bay, that's a problem. You know, Aaron Rodgers was basically saying individuals should be judged on much more than wins and losses. But from the outside in, people are judged based on how much they win, especially superstar quarterbacks, and they got to win this year.
How real do you think kind of the – because I think he had like the tweet or the Instagram post – with Rodgers calling this like the last dance with him and Devontae Adams, what are the odds that this whether it's this weekend, next weekend, the Super Bowl, what are the odds this is the last days of Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer?
I don't think very likely. I think he's back here next year. It would be organizational malpractice if Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, and the capologist here in Green Bay, Russ Ball, do not find a way to get those two players back. They're two future Hall of Famers, and it would be silly to let them leave when they're playing at the level they are. Devontae Adams just turned 29. Aaron Rodgers is 38. He has shown with back-to-back MVP seasons, assuming he wins it this year, that they're both at the peaks of their career. As foolish as that may sound for a 38-year-old quarterback, I think it's fair. Whatever you have to do, whether it's cut a couple loose ends to free up cap space or structure the contracts a certain way, you got to get those two guys back. Seeing how Aaron Rodgers has talked about the front office, talked about how he feels being here this year, it seems like all signs point to him coming back. Now, I could be wrong, but it seems that is going to be the case. Could his mind be changed based on how this season ends? Of course it could. If they lose in the NFC Championship game and he says, if I didn't win one this year or the last 2 years here, I'm never going to. Let's go for a fresh start in Denver or wherever. Maybe Washington, probably not, though, and see if I can win one somewhere to prove that it was the team and not just me. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
I keep hearing more people say he's going to go back, and you say the way you hear him talking about it, you know, but I heard you speaking earlier saying about his legacy rides on this. I totally agree with that. You know, he's been great in the regular season, not so great when it comes to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl. He's back in Green Bay. If he loses, does that change it?
You know, maybe he pulls the Michael Strahan and wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Super Bowl and goes out on top. I wouldn't expect that to happen, but I would expect more of a let's run it back if they win the Super Bowl. Because Aaron Rodgers has said publicly multiple times that he doesn't want to go out like a bum, is the word he used. And he doesn't want to go out like a lame duck, like he didn't say this, these are my words, but like a Ben Roethlisberger, a guy who's clearly declining. And Aaron Rodgers has proven to himself and everyone else that he can still play like the best quarterback on planet Earth. So I wouldn't expect him to retire or, you know, go somewhere else for that matter. If they win a Super Bowl, it would be foolish to let him get away or for him to want to leave if they win a Super Bowl. But like I said, if they don't, that throws an interesting twist in it, because this team is going to look a lot different next year. They have the second worst cap situation in the NFL behind the New Orleans Saints right now. They're about $42 million over the cap. So they're not going to be able to keep together the same guys who have helped propel this team to the top of the NFL. My gut feeling says if they win the Super Bowl, he's back. Even if they don't, he's back. But if they don't win it, I think that increases the likelihood by just a little bit that he's elsewhere next year.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, we kind of did a breakdown of the 8 playoff teams remaining, and I think 5 of them are quarterback-driven, and I would certainly put Green Bay in that category. Is this defense ready for what the Niners are going to bring, just punching them in the mouth and running the ball and Deebo Samuel and that run game? I feel like the Packers' defense played fairly well this season, but I don't know that they've been punched in the mouth like San Francisco's going to try to do.
I don't think they're very ready. I mean, they should be since they've had extra time to get their defense ready with the bye week. But from week 4 to week 10, Packers won every game, never allowed more than 22 points. Last stretch of the season, they were really bad. I mean, yeah, they played well against Baker Mayfield and Sean Mannion and Tyler Huntley in the passing game, but they got torched by Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff. I mean, they need to get their stuff together.
And, dude, if Taylor Heinicke actually dives into the end zone instead of going down at the one-inch line, that game would be different.
Exactly. I mean, this is a defense that should really have people here concerned in Green Bay because it's reminiscent of the defense of last year and the year before, defenses that can just collapse at any time. And listen, I don't think it's going to be quite the mismatch that we saw in the NFC title game 2 years ago when the 49ers ran for 285 yards and got out to a 27-0 lead at halftime and Jimmy Garoppolo threw only 8 passes. But with Elijah Mitchell and the way the 49ers are using Deebo Samuel, it's possible that they dictate this game on the ground again. The Packers are the worst team against the run over the last 3 seasons, and they haven't really changed anything on their defensive line. Granted, some guys are making those year-to-year improvements, but I'm not confident if I'm a Packer fan in the defense based on how they finish the season. Maybe there's a silver lining that Za'Darius Smith and Jaire Alexander, two of the best at their positions in the NFL and 2 All-Pros last year, will most likely be back for this game, even if it's in situational roles. One hasn't played since week 1. One hasn't played since week 4. Because outside that, first-year defensive coordinator Joe Barry, who you guys know well.
We know Joe B, yeah.
Confidence with this last stretch of games here.
If Aaron leaves, do they have enough confidence in Jordan Love up there?
I don't think so. I wouldn't. Maybe they've seen something in practice outside the 20 minutes we get to watch every day during the week. It's unfair to judge Jordan Love's readiness for games based on how he's played against the Chiefs this year when he was thrown in on short notice when Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID, and then in the second half against the Lions in a meaningless Week 18 game. But there's been nothing that's shown me he's ready to take over the reins of this franchise if Aaron Rodgers does leave. I think the team knows that. I think Aaron Rodgers knows that. I think everyone with a set of eyes who's ever watched a snap of football before knows that. That's another reason why I think the front office – listen, Aaron Rodgers has another year left on his contract. It's not like he's going to be a free agent, but I think he will have more freedom to ask for a trade if he wants one. I don't think he will, but if he does, I think it's on the front office again to maybe try and convince him, we don't want to go over to Jordan Love just yet because, listen, Aaron Rodgers wasn't great at the start of his career either. I understand that. It's too soon to jump to judgments, but – you don't let a Hall of Fame quarterback still playing at a Hall of Fame level out the door like they have with Aaron Rodgers right now. So I don't think Jordan Love's ready. I could be wrong. I don't think we're going to find out next year. Maybe ever. I don't know if he'll ever play a snap for the Packers.
Yeah, ask New England how that's going. Matt, we really appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Matt Schneidman covers the Packers for The Athletic. That was really good, Landfill. Great find there. Give him a follow at Matt Schneidman, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-N-M-A-N. Matt Schneidman. Strong stuff there. Cody, write this down. Let's bet the over on all the Niners rushing props because the Packers rush defense ain't it. When we return, we're going to move Real or Fake to 12:30 because – callers are still on the line. Everybody wants to talk Malik Willis. Mel Kiper says Malik Willis is going 11th overall, first quarterback off the board to the Washington football team. You buying it? Let's find out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.